It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Monday. It's a weird week, kids. Summer's here. It's 4th of July week. Pride went off. I don't know what was. Did you happen to see? I don't know what they were shining down Market Street, Vin, but it was, as I was coming in this morning, I could see these just like ribbons of light. Had been left on. It was crazy. It was so beautiful. I was thinking, you know how it is. You've driven into work though, and it's 4 a.m. So you're like, I am not going to circle the block. I'm not going to go investigate that further. I'm just not going to do it. I got to get in. I need to get to work.
There's work to do, and there's also, you don't know what kind of trouble you're going to find.
I know, right? And then there's a street blocked off, and now I'm just completely screwed.
I had to go left.
Right.
At four in the morning in the city.
Exactly. Just stick to the program, Sarah. So I did. I stuck to the program. But whatever it was, I was just like, wow, I bet it was a scene here. Happy Pride,
everybody.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yes. I hope y'all had a great time and made killer memories.
Yeah.
Really good times. I went and saw this weekend.
Yes.
I'm officially quitting Pixar in public for good.
Oh, you had to cry so hard.
I didn't have to cry, but I did, and it's pathetic. I'm embarrassed. Honestly, it was like, I can't. I'm not. My daughter just goes,
how come they don't cry?
I don't know.
Which daughter, the older one?
Yeah, no, I just took the older one. It was just her and me. It was by request.
That's nice.
I want to spend time with you.
Yeah, me too.
Just me and you. Okay. Let's do this. So the little one, it's so funny. I go to the movie and I think, oh, I feel bad for Edie. Mom took her to the boardwalk and they played games and ate ice cream and went crazy.
That's lovely.
So everybody got something. The movie's excellent. Excellent. Like,
how far into it were you crying?
Way too soon.
Oh.
Way too soon.
Is it like up where you're crying as soon as the movie starts? That's actually a mean trick, Pixar.
I just want to say that to the people that made that movie, you nailed it. Like, I don't know that. First of all, one of the things Christina said to me, and I'm not trying to be, I'm not looking for brownie points here or whatever, but she was like, they really, you know, that movie is perfect for little girls. And I thought about it after she said that. I didn't even respond, but I thought, you know, little girls have had to look toward boy heroes in movies forever.
Yeah.
I think boys can figure that out. Like, the movie is universal. It's not specific. Like,
right. It's
turning red is specific to girls. Like, well, that's, I mean, we know what that's about. And that's,
but also just how hard change can be and being a kid and
your
challenges.
Period.
Sure.
But this is that. This is what you're talking about. Like, that is absolutely, they nailed it. And I just really felt it from go that they had put a lot of thought into it. They didn't crank that thing out. It absolutely, and there I am with a daughter that's right there. So for me, it couldn't have been more perfect. I can see where if I sat down and just wanted to poke holes in it, maybe I could. But
right,
they nailed it. Like, that's 10 out of 10.
Well, and there are people who are always looking to poke holes in everything.
Of course. That's there? I mean, are you kidding? That's what the internet was made for. This sucks. Oh, okay. What did you do today?
Right.
I wrote, this sucks. Didn't you see what I wrote?
Hello.
Well,
I'm two words ahead of you.
All right. I mean, I could write, this sucks too, on just about anything, and I don't know that makes me thoughtful.
That's the whole thing about critics, and has been since the dawn of time. They're just people who didn't do the thing and have an opinion about it. You know, you don't have to have an opinion about it.
But it's her and her little friends, and then there's a, she's going to high school and she wants to be with the cool kids and all the stuff that comes with and the characters and the, it really nailed it. So Inside Out 2, 5 stars.
5 stars. I like it.
Great.
I loved that first one. Maybe I'll, when it gets to streaming, I'll.
That's what I'm going to start doing from now on. I will never contribute.
Well, do you bring tissues?
No, but I don't want to bring tissues, and I didn't think of that.
Well, did you have napkins for your popcorn?
I'm not a guy, yes, but I'm not a guy that's always been this way. Didn't happen until I don't know when it happened exactly. By the way.
But now you know it happened. I know, you've got to be more prepared, MacGyver.
I have. You know, 40 something years on this side of not crying at stuff. And then, you know, 10 or whatever it is where suddenly something got found in me by Pixar.
And they really do know how to just poke that button.
They just stand on the button.
Yeah. And they stand on it from early on. Like, I actually think about the movie Up sometimes, and it kind of almost makes me mad, like, how quick they just get, because they tell this whole story at the very beginning of the, to get you to where you're, where that movie starts. And you're sobbing. I'm like, you guys, I'm only 5 minutes in.
Right.
Ain't right. Unlike Finding Dory, which I was like, ho-hum, through most of it. Until those last 10 minutes. And then I was ugly crying so hard in a public theater that my kids were like, let's get her out of here. Let's like put the popcorn bucket over her head and just lead her out.
I almost felt like that. I wasn't ugly crying, but it was not.
Quiet.
It was quiet.
Was it?
It was.
So a little sniffling.
It was just not good. Vin, I'm so happy you loved Inside Out 2. This is from 831. I can't believe how good it was. It's such a perfect representation of those emotions. And also, I cried 3 times I went to see it in theaters.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they really did a great job with that. You know, that's one of the things as you get older, most of us lose touch with a lot of those things that we felt. And maybe on purpose. Maybe we're like, I don't want
to. That was hard. I don't want to relive that.
Right.
Those are some hard years.
But they touched on it all. I was trying to think like, man, they really must have had kids, whoever's making that, in order to have stayed in touch with it so closely.
Right.
Because they nail it.
Yep.
Nail it. There's a point. Those of you have seen it when she gets the penalty and ends up in the penalty box.
Oh, boy. She's playing hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, hockey's a big part of the movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely. Don't Riley plays hockey.
Don't they live in San Francisco?
They live in the Bay Area,
well,
yeah.
Where are they going? Where's the rink?
There's a little, I think it's in the marina.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm just...
Bay Area hockey rink, duh.
Great, okay, fine.
Anyway, yeah, there's a scene where she's in the penalty. If you know the movie, then you know what I'm talking about. I just gathered myself and gotten my crap together, and then that happened and was like...
Oh, no. I can't wait to see it.
Because, you know, there's you have your friends, but you also see the older kids and you want to be seen as cool in their eyes. And you've got choices to make and paths to.
Yep. I know. And you look back, there are things you can look back, specific moments where a choice that didn't seem like that big a deal set a whole nother course of action into motion.
Didn't you burn one of your friends, Josie McButterpants or whatever, back in the day?
It was Susie Wagner.
That
I
one.
Did.
You did. Her. You burned her. It's there it is.
Mm.
It's in there. Choices you make.
Just like, yes.
Well, then you'll feel this one.
All right.
And it's cute the way they have this. Well, whatever. I'm trying to not spoil it. So there's no reason to talk about it.
Right. And it's, do you think you'll see it? You won't go to a theater. You'll wait. Just let me know when it's streaming. I'll watch it at home and cry in the privacy of my own house.
Not kidding. No more Pixar movies in public. I'm not kidding. That was ridiculous.
Somebody write that down. Do we have anybody left? Is there anybody? Could someone?
That's funny that you say that. Why do people keep disappearing? I don't know.
If only we knew. Or if only we could say. I mean, there's so much. And
pretty sure it's not just
so little. Here. That we can say. So, hi guys. I want to say that I'm really mad at The Bear. That show blows now.
What?
Yes. it.
I heard it. It's the best show on TV.
It was. It was. Well, I don't know if it was the best show on TV, but I really, really loved that show for two seasons on Hulu. This show, The Bear. The Bear. Because it's set in Chicago, I guess. Not The Bear. That show is just great. Love the characters. And this season, I'm like, what in the F are these people doing? Like, way to just flush a show down the toilet. It's just, I can't even say it's unwatchable because I am going to, I only have three episodes left and I'm going to stick it through just hoping that, because I hear they've shot two seasons of this. I loved that show so much. I'm going to sit through an S season. Ah, so mad at it.
Are you sure? Maybe you just don't get it. What's happening?
Maybe I don't. You know what?
Have John explain it to you.
No, John is also, we actually stopped that show like 20 times. I'm like, this sucks so bad. Like, what are they doing? John, after episode.
By the way, did they win the world championship or not?
They, turns out there's one more game.
Oh,
I thought
out
it
loud.
Ended on Thursday, but no, that was they won the first round. They won the second round. The finals are tomorrow night.
Oh, God. Okay.
For
sorry.
Softball. So but John, we had a huge party at our house with all the softball people and their wives on Saturday.
Wow.
It was just like a softball.
Barbecue?
Yeah, a little cookout, you know. Yeah, really good. John made this salad. It was watermelon and tomato based and just the goodness piled on top of it. And it was ridiculous. Ridiculously good. Like dudes were lined up to get seconds. I'm like, dudes hate salad. Come on. Everybody knows that.
I don't hate salad.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right. Back to John and the bear. What was he saying?
The bear. Yes. He was also, we were just grousing hard about how.
He hates it.
Well, it's when you have waited for something and you really like something and then they are, I was like, I mean, after that first episode, which was just like one long half hour catch up with just random scenes forward and backward, just played seemingly non-sequentially. I went, okay, well, that was weird. And then episode two, they just start screaming and never stop screaming through the whole episode. And then they start doing all these like backstories that I don't give a rat's ass about. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That could have been a 2-minute segment. And instead it took a whole,
anyway, so sorry to hear that.
Thank you for allowing me to vent that. I really, anybody who wants to text in about it, maybe you can help me by telling me the thing I'm missing. How am I missing this? It's so artsy. It's so funny, like your artsy fartsy friend who thinks he can, you know, direct a movie anytime he wants to. That guy probably thinks it's genius.
Oh,
but
he gets it.
Yeah, I just don't. Okay, you know, I don't have the bandwidth to understand what they're trying to do here in The Bear.
415 says, Sarah, it's possible the writer's strike ruined the groove of The Bear.
It is.
Same thing happened in 07 to shows like The Office and Arrested Development went off a ledge and never came back. It's there. It's what I wanted. I wanted them to come back and do that show again, and they never caught that.
Yeah.
Here's a couple texts. 510. Hey, Vin, they actually did have teens watch the unfinished Inside Out 2 film and give feedback and made changes based on what they heard. Here's the link. And the movie just hit $1 billion. Is that right?
$1 billion. I think in 3 weeks. I don't know if that's a record, but I was looking at the box office this morning. My jaw was just hanging open like, oh my God, that's like the quickest to, it's, you know, globally. So I think here it's only $500 million. But that's fast, isn't it? Isn't this only the third week?
It is. Look, I'm going to tell you, and I've had this conversation with my oldest kid before too, where she's like, oh, this is my best friend, and this is my favorite color, and this is, everything can't be the best. I say that before I say this. This is one of their best movies.
Mm.
Like, they have some other movies I've liked. Soul was good.
And some that I've loved.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Soul, it was good.
Yep, it's a good movie.
Fine.
I would go back and watch Soul again.
So would I.
Yeah.
But this is like, captures something that people that age, because I really don't think it's just for girls. It's boys
sure
will find what they need in this for sure. It's universal that
The change.
The crunchy, difficult thing that's happening to you. It growing up's hard.
Growing up is hard. And then you think, oh, once I get grown up, everything will be fine. And then you're grown up and you're like, damn, life is hard.
A different set of problems, yeah. For sure.
It's all hard.
Vin, did you stay until after the credits? There's an ending scene about her deep, dark secret. I did not. And it wasn't, it was because I needed to be out of there. I needed to go. That was,
I suppose if you leave during the credits, because a lot of people wait through credits now just to make sure. So you're just like, let's get out of here.
Let's book out of here.
Give me the popcorn bucket. Over my head. What do you guys get for popcorn? Just like a buttered.
Well, Isla can't eat it, so she brought her snacks, and then I got a little What do you mean? What do we get for popcorn? Well, we got popcorn.
Well, if they have kettle corn, don't you get kettle corn?
No.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? What's wrong with me?
So good.
I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I'm already heavy enough, and it's summer. We went to the pool yesterday. Actually, the funniest part is, and I didn't know this at the time, I wear earplugs because of the ocean and all my time spent in the water. I just now, any time in the water, I have water in my ear and it stays. So I just wear earplugs.
Right.
So I got my earplugs in and I'm playing with my kids and I'm that dad. I'm in the water. I'm hucking them and they're like, again, hucking them.
That's a good workout.
Shoulders and they're, you know, stand. And then they're like, let's play Marco Polo. And I'm all, you guys. There's people in this pool. We can't do that. And I'm talking, I think, normally. What if I grab some lady's butt? And they're like, I get back to our towel like 30 minutes later, but I get back and Christina goes, you know, that echoed through the whole place. And I'm all,
what? Did?
Right. What are you talking about? That you grabbing the lady's butt and the girls like giggling, snickering. Well, Marco Polo, your eyes are closed. You're just grabbing for anyone you can grab, right?
Right.
I can't go. Oh, sorry, ma'am. Right?
I swear my eyes were closed.
I don't need to be canceled at the pool, the local pool.
Man.
What?
Oh, Vinny. Vinny's anyway. Making your daughters giggle. I like that. I bet you everyone had a good giggle, but that seems very lighthearted.
You can't play Marco Polo in a crowded pool. You just
unless
can't.
You're going to play with every person in there.
Yeah. I mean, right.
In which case, I mean, I'm sure you could have gotten that going.
I didn't want to. Sarah, your expectations are too high. Just enjoy it.
There's nothing
to enjoy. The Bears been good so far.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. Maybe it is me. Maybe I do have too high of expectations. You know what I expected? The show to continue to be good. I'm just like watching this disjointed, badly acted. I'm like, the acting was pretty good on this in the past. That John Bernthal had a scene where I'm like, this is a little overwrought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's pretty good too.
Yeah, I did not love it.
Not what I want to hear. Only one episode in The Bear and I wasn't crazy about it already.
Yeah, it's a huge bummer. Also my expectations are too high, as I've just been told. I don't need to have an opinion about everything. Just do, though.
But you do, right?
Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Just guess I don't need to say my opinion. Maybe I should have just said, well, The Bear, not meeting expectations. The end.
Well, I mean, there is a reality to that, which is sometimes you go, you know what I don't have time for? This.
Mm. Turns out I am going to still make time for it because I'm like, it has to get better.
Huh?
And there's so many people I actually care about on that show. But they've got this like slapstick thing going with the Yak brothers or whatever their names are.
Who?
It started with this one guy who's like the handyman. And now it's like his brother and his cousin, and they're all just filled huge chunks of time slapstick and stuff. It's the stupidest. I'm like, what?
You like it.
I do not
you
like
do.
It.
You do. You just smiled. You thought of something that happened there and smiled.
I swear to you, if
you're
I
smiled, smiling
it
right
was,
now.
I'm not smiling?
Yeah.
I'm not smiling. Yuck. So dumb. Can't think of their names. The Yak brothers, the Kak brothers, the K brothers.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't know if you told me they were Bob and Bill, I'd go, okay.
Bob and Bill.
Okay.
The Yak brothers.
We should start.
Okay. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello, July. Here we go.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.